Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
A call to discipleship and a call to balance. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. Pastor and noted blogger Kevin DeYoung talked about finding balance in our overbusy lives. His new book is called Crazy Busy, and he helped us find what's most important. Here's what he had to say about suffering and our motivations for helping others.
We know there's suffering, but we can think of suffering as, other Christians around the world, they have to suffer, and they may be persecuted for their faith, and we know people in our lives who have tragic accidents or illnesses, and all that is very real suffering, and maybe we wouldn't want to compare this to that, but there is a very real sense, just carrying our cross, living the Christian life, bearing each other's burdens. Look, if you're going to really care for people, you're going to show up for the congregational meeting. You're going to drag your kids to church, and sometimes it does feel like dragging them. You're going to have times where you feel tired and busy, and that's part of life.
You address one of the issues in terms of just diagnosis, and one of the chapters you talk about the terror of total obligation, that we're trying to do what God doesn't expect us to do, but, you know, we all sort of have experienced, I guess, those maybe guilt pangs, say, well, yes, obviously there's a need, and shouldn't I, you know, I can do more, God's blessed me, so therefore I should.
And this is really hard in our day, because the needs are so great, and they're so well known. In one sense, it's not that there are greater needs, I mean, there are, as much as there is hunger or starvation in the world, there's much less than there used to be. But we see it all, and we have access to it through media and through travel and through pictures, and then there's often some way that we can do something. So this is what makes the question so difficult. Before, you know, you might just have a reasonable ability to maybe help the person next door. Your neighbor is really the person who lives in the community with you. But now we are made aware of everyday tragedies and suffering all over the world. And so it's really hard. As Christians, we don't want to close our hearts to it. We don't want to say, well, that's your problem far away. And at the same time, we're not made to live under this terror of total obligation. That is this low-level guilt, or sometimes a crushing guilt, that there's a need somewhere in the world, and I have to meet it.